Well, joining us this morning is HPR's Noe Tanigawa, here to talk about art spaces.
I know.
Living spaces.
In Kaka'ako? Affordable? It's happening. It's really happening, Catherine. Ola Ka'ilima Art Space Lofts is what they're called, and it's pretty amazing. So I hopped down there. In fact, you know, bright and early in the morning, there's nothing like the smell of exhaust and the sound of construction.
Oh,
you know,
they
make you feel like stuff is getting done in this town. And there I met Vicky Holtakamine, Kumuhula of Pua'ali'i'ilima, Halau, as you know, and she's the executive director of Pa'i Foundation. And we're there because Pa'i Foundation is partnering with ArtSpace, which is a national organization that builds affordable housing for artists. And they're even building some here in Honolulu.
Vicky, I think I remember about 10 years ago, you mentioned something about affordable rentals in Kaka'ako for artists.
10 years ago, yeah.
Oh.
That was 10 years ago. No, this is
Agnes.
With Urban Works. He's an architect and a very patient and generous and...
Yep, Andrew Newman. I work with Urban Works.
Oh,
architecture firm. Yeah.
You're right. We talked about this 10 years ago. I gotta put my shoes on. Time out.
Yes.
Time out
okay.
And vest. You gotta
so
get your hat and vest.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, good thing it's radio.
Yeah, we weren't looking too cute. And if you can imagine Vicky Holtakamine in a construction hat,
okay,
messing her hair up. Ah. It was wonderful, though, because there it is, Catherine. 8 stories is what's happening. Right now, it kind of looks like another big construction site. But the future, Ola Ka'ilima Art Space Lofts, is right there on Waimanu. It's about halfway between Ward and Kamake'e, if you can imagine that. Vicky Holtakamine's Halau headquarters are going to anchor this space on the ground floor facing Kawaiaha'o. And the entrance that faces Waimanu Street is going to be this incredible high-ceiling exhibition gathering space. And it will be the entry to the studios and the living spaces, of which there's going to be 8 floors altogether.
84 units.
84 units total.
84 units, 1, 2, or 3 bedrooms. Rentals from $500 to $1,500 a month.
What?
You have to income qualify, Noy. Are you an artist? If you income qualify, you're eligible. We're launching the applications go out this month. And selection will start in January.
Yeah, the timeline's
yeah.
tight.
So you need to have your taxes, you need to income qualify. Low, how about you first? Low income, affordable median income. Housing for artists.
You're not doing it like, you know how it's done in this neighborhood here.
No, all of the units are affordable. I mean like Hawaii first, so people that are, you know, really low income housing.
30, 50, and 60% AMI.
Yeah.
So those are is the definition of affordable housing. It's not reserve housing, it's not workforce housing. That is low.
Low. Right. You don't have to make your living off of your art. Because artists can't. They can't survive making their living off of their art, most of us.
It is a good question, though, because at 40, 30, 40, 50% AMI, you could be in a position where you could start making, right? If housing costs came down, then you could get back into a place where you're making your living, which is really incredible. Yeah.
Yes, and that's the point. That's the point, is that if we wanted to make them, if that was our passion, I can now do my passion. I can just do my artwork instead of having a 9-to-5 job and then doing my artwork on the weekends and after work. And I can still have time for my family, you know. So, and somebody in your family has to be an artist. It could be your child is the pianist.
No kidding!
Or the ukulele player, right?
Wow.
That would qualify your family for this project.
Okay, well, knowing you, Vicky, it's going to be a fun place to live.
Yeah.
Let's go look at
it.
Let's see what we can find there.
It's pretty crazy. How you like what you're hearing there, Catherine, huh?
Yes, it's amazing because I remember being at the HCDA meetings, the Hawaii Community Development Authority, when these folks were rolling out the plans, and I just wondered how it was going to work. So it's nice to hear what's happening.
It's come this far.
Yes.
Boy,
yes.
Oh, boy. I mean, these spaces are going to be kind of raw, right? It's going to be open spaces, polished concrete floors, a basic kitchen, bathrooms, and incredible natural light, I'll tell you that. But listen to the rents, okay? We're talking a one-bedroom, 680 to 721 square feet. The rent for that, $572 to $1,228. A one bedroom for $572. Two bedrooms, that's up to about 1,000 square feet, will go for $1,195 to $1,450. And then three bedrooms, which will go up to over 1,200 square feet, are going to go for $1,600.
Wow.
This is really going to make it possible for some people who are artists. You've got to be an artist. You can be a writer. You can be a digital artist. You can be a, you know, any kind of artist. Or if you've got an artist in your family, your child, something like that.
So they're going to start accepting the applications in January.
Well, no. Here it is. Here's the timeline for you. Rental application release date. When you can actually look at your rental application, that's this coming Monday.
Whoa.
The 17th. Deadline to submit applications for the lottery is January 22nd. Okay, and you got to get some stuff together for this, your tax forms and so on, to prove your income eligibility. Housing lottery drawing is going to happen January 29th, 2019.
Wow. So short lead time here, folks.
Uh-huh. We got to get on to this. Now, EAH is their housing partner, and they're also going to be the property manager. If you want to get on their housing interest list, you call EAH. We'll have their phone number on the conversation website. There's also an email there. We'll have that on the website as well. There are rental packets at artspace.org/Hawaii. You can just click on rental leasing there. And they've got a Facebook page too, Olaka'ilima Art Space Lofts. But, you know, residents are going to have common areas. Of course, everybody will have parking. They're going to have some garden plots in some of the, you know, on top of some of the spaces. Art Space is known. I mean, they've got, you know, sort of projects like this in dozens of cities across the U.S., and they're known for creatively mixing work, play, education, and entrepreneurial activities all together to get this kind of synergy going. Their mission is to create and foster sustainable spaces for artists in perpetuity. That means these spaces will be affordable for artists in perpetuity.
Just astounding. So we are all, our fingers are crossed that this project goes well, that maybe they will look to building something like this on the neighbor islands for the artists over there.
This is their first project in Hawaii, and I think they're pretty proud of it. Imagine what a terrific kind of, I'm thinking about almost as a navel, it's going to be for that Kaka'aku neighborhood.
I was just down there on Waimanu Street, so yeah, I can't wait till folks move in.
Oh, yay!
Thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.
We've been talking to HPR's Noe Tanigawa. For all her stories, check HawaiiPublicRadio.org.